The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health, and my co-host, Dr. Carol Smith, is out today, so I'll be doing the show here. And my guest today is Lauren Shealy. Lauren is attorney in charge of the Ulster County branch of legal services of the Hudson Valley. Is that correct, Lauren?
That's correct.
And the reason why we asked Lauren to join us is because legal issues have a profound impact on not only individual and family health, but the health of a community. We know through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and other research that an individual's well-being is affected by issues like housing, health, personal health issues, employment issues, and all those things, and that vulnerable populations, low-income populations, are also those who are least represented in our legal system. If I'm correct, Lauren, I'm sure you'll affirm that. So Lauren's going to talk to us a little bit about the society and what they do, and then we'll get into some questions. So Lauren, why don't you start off by telling us what legal services does and how it got started?
Okay, thank you. Legal Services of the Hudson Valley is a nonprofit legal agency. We were founded in 1967, and we've been in Ulster County for, 15 years now. Legal Services is the only provider of comprehensive civil legal services, and we serve seven counties in the Hudson Valley, including Ulster. Our mission is to provide free, high-quality counsel in civil matters for individuals and families who cannot afford to pay an attorney when their basic human needs are at stake. This includes urgent legal needs, such as housing emergencies, domestic violence issues, disability, government benefits matters, and more. We generally are assisting when people's basic life necessities are at risk. And our priority is to preserve housing and housing-related needs, to maintain, enhance, and protect income and economic stability, to assist with safety, stability, and well-being overall, and to improve outcomes for children.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly is your role at Legal Services? Tell me a little bit about what your day looks like day to day.
I'm the attorney in charge of our Ulster County office. So I manage the office and our 9 staff members. Mm-hmm. I also handle cases, and usually I will handle housing cases because that is definitely our largest area of need. That would be evictions or habitability complaints, and making sure that people have safe and secure housing.
Mm-hmm. Stable and affordable housing is really the foundation upon which really all of our lives are built.
Absolutely.
Right? And do you have, could you give us a typical profile of a client, or is there one, or can you maybe describe who those folks are?
Yes. We find that with our clients, it's one small setback that can just throw a person's life into chaos. So we really do try to stop that problem or all the problems in their tracks. Let's say a client will walk in and they've been ill or disabled, and so that has a domino effect throughout their entire life. They've probably lost a job or lost hours, and now they've fallen behind in rent. And then they're going to face eviction, and it's incredibly difficult to find new, suitable, and affordable housing, and also to get a new job. So this definitely affects a family's stability and health and well-being. We can certainly help with the employment issue. We can help with unemployment cases. We can help with disability matters. We have an attorney who provides assistance and representation for people trying to get disability benefits. And we can definitely help a person or a family facing eviction in court, and or just trying to work something out with their landlord so that everyone can stay stable.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that, for instance, landlords, when you represent a client, are more apt to want to discuss issues and maybe come to some reasonable compromise?
Or? Yeah. I mean, typically our client is probably going to be very stressed out. Maybe they're sick and upset and, you know, angry or frustrated. So it's definitely better for an attorney to step in for you and try to negotiate and settle something with the landlord. Landlords want to keep their properties upkept and they want to get paid. So we can definitely be a middleman and make an agreement so everyone can meet in the middle and come to a mutual resolution. It's definitely beneficial to have one of our attorneys in your corner and just to help talk about it and reach an agreement.
Mm-hmm. And do you interact with, say, the Department of Social Services and others who might help on an income basis to perhaps find that individual supplementary income or maybe alternative sources that they could work with?
Absolutely. Ulster County is an amazing county because of all of these agencies that are here that are trying to help people. We work regularly with the Ulster County Department of Social Services. We work with Family of Woodstock and RUPCO and United Way and all those other agencies. And, you know, we can always call one another to try to put together a plan to help a client or a family. We're able to just call each other and make the connections for people, which is invaluable and really, really special to Ulster County, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that not so much the case in some of the other counties that you work in?
I'm not sure. I believe every county is different. Certainly down, you know, southern Hudson Valley and Westchester, I just think it's a different animal. Mm-hmm. But upstate, it's really nice. We're really close with all of the players in the field, and that is including landlords and landlords' attorneys, you know, opposing counsel. It's really important to have great relationships so that you can help your clients better.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to like personal health issues or family health issues, how do you specifically address those, or what situations come up that you might be dealing with clients?
So we have many clients trying to get supplemental security income or Social Security disability, and that's due to their disability or inability to work. And we have an attorney on site who handles all of those cases. We have clients who, if you're on or eligible for Medicaid and you're trying to obtain managed long-term care services in order to stay in your home, we have the ICANN program, which is a New York State Ombudsman program that stands for Independent Consumer Advocacy Network. And our advocate can help people assist people with managed long-term care. We can get you services in your home to avoid nursing home, or advocate to keep your level of services, or advocate to increase your services. And we also have a general practice attorney who assists people living with or affected by HIV/AIDS. So this attorney can assist to some degree with any civil legal issue. It's a very general grant that we have.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of folks planning around health issues or potential health issues, I saw in the notes that you do some of that work as well. Can you describe that for us?
Yes, certainly. For anyone elderly or facing health issues, long-term care planning is very important, and it should be put into effect for the orderly management of your financial and medical decision-making in the event of illness or disability. It's typically a two-step process, and the first goal is to maintain your independence in the face of illness or disability. At Legal Services, our aim is to help maintain your independence through advanced planning.
Well, so it goes beyond what an estate attorney would do in a normal circumstance.
It's the same as what an estate
same
attorney.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who can't afford an estate attorney,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
that we're able to help them with that. We see it with our HIV/AIDS grant. We see people needing to engage in long-term care planning, elderly people, but really anyone at any age should be thinking about long-term care planning.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much you're doing things in the realm of civil
law, absolutely.
Right? So like, say, in the instance of substance use issues or any of that, do you get involved in any of those issues, or maybe as they connect to?
You know, I can't really, we're not involved in substance abuse issues or cases. Certainly, if we have a client who voices those issues, we would make a referral and probably reach out, if the client wanted us to, make a direct referral and reach out to an organization who could help them with that. Mm-hmm. But we're civil legal services only. And it's very important because there's no right to a civil attorney. Mm-hmm. So this is the only avenue for some people.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think of it that way, but that's an asset. And what about in terms of mental health types of issues and competency issues, those types of things?
You know, we often see mental health issues arise in the context of, well, we'll see it in our disability cases when you're trying to get Social Security disability. We can also see it for individuals trying to get assistance from DSS. There's many clients with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we see it with our housing clients. Perhaps there's a person or a tenant with mental health issues and it's affecting their housing in a negative way. And what they might need is just a reasonable accommodation. So in that sort of situation, we could step in and intervene and try to make the landlord satisfied, but get our client the accommodations that they need for whatever their disabilities are.
Right. We often find in public health that behavioral health issues and physical health issues and combined with all of the other barriers really make for a very complex situation. So, you know, there are no really quick fixes for people, or even in community health, it's even more complex because it's multiplied by all of those individuals. And Lauren, we also know that our veterans encounter a myriad of mental health issues. How do you help address those?
We have an attorney. Unfortunately, some of our funding with veterans funding is wavering. However, we have a general practice attorney at our office who can help veterans and help with veteran-related issues, or even help in cases where there's a veteran in the household and the entire family needs help.
Well, this is really great work, and we're going to learn more about it and get some more details on it. But right now, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Health Alliance, a member of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, is proud of the investments we're making at Health Alliance Hospital, Mary's Avenue Campus, Broadway Campus, and Margaretville Hospital. Now, we're back in the network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, for you, with the highest quality care you expect from the local doctors you know and trust. For questions, call 1-800-613-6617. WMC Health and Health Alliance, advancing care here.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we're here today with Lauren Sheely. She's managing attorney for legal services of the Hudson Valley, and she's talking to us about all of the issues, legal issues, as they relate to personal health, community health, and individual and family's well-being. And Lauren, earlier on in the program, you mentioned advanced planning. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Yes. Advanced planning is important for anyone, whether you're facing health issues or not, and at any age, really. The first step that you can take for this planning is to execute a healthcare proxy. This is a document where you can name an agent to make medical decisions for you in the event that you're unable to communicate your wishes. The form is simple, but if possible, you would want to identify this person and speak to them about your wishes beforehand. Everyone over the age of 18 should appoint a healthcare agent. Healthcare agents will be needed in situations of temporary or permanent inability to make healthcare decisions. Secondly, you could execute a power of attorney, and this document is more complex, and we would urge you to consult an attorney before signing this document, because you're basically naming an agent to manage your financial affairs in the event that you're unable to do so yourself. The power of attorney is a legal document, and it's very powerful. So the person you appoint has control over your assets, and you should only appoint a person that you absolutely trust, maybe a spouse or child or a lifelong friend.
Great. Okay. And switching gears a bit, you also talked about domestic violence services. I mean, that's a very sensitive topic and one that's fraught with a lot of complexity. Can you talk about what you do to help folks?
Yeah, definitely. A couple years ago, we were able to obtain funding from Ulster County to provide, to have an Ulster County domestic violence attorney at our office. It was very exciting, and it filled a major gap because we have assigned counsel in family court on some cases, and we have, you know, public defenders in your criminal cases. But there's lots of civil legal issues that there is no right to an attorney, and there's no general civil right to a civil attorney at all. So we were able to obtain this funding, and so the way we have it is the Crime Victims Assistance Program of Ulster County, if they meet a person and they've identified them as a victim of domestic violence and identified that they need civil legal assistance, and that can be in family court, so it can be custody, support, or family offenses, so if someone needs an order of protection, or if a person needs help with a DSS issue or a social security case, or even if a victim needs assistance with a housing case, any housing issue, any civil legal issue, they can make a direct referral to our organization and they'll be connected with our domestic violence attorney.
Right, because if a person's living with a partner and that partner is abusive, then, and maybe, you know, they co-own the dwelling or they share the rent or whatever, then all of a sudden the victim has no place to go if he or she puts in a complaint or initiates a domestic violence challenge, right?
Yeah. I mean, we can do whatever the client wants us to do and needs us to do in a civil context. We definitely engage in safety planning, and we want to make sure at all times that our clients are safe. And we can use, you know, civil legal mechanisms to obtain the necessities that they need to be safe and to maintain housing, for example, or keep their children, for example, or get support so that they can make ends meet in a time of crisis mm-hmm. in their life.
Mm-hmm. And do you folks also engage in employment issues as well?
We have our public benefits attorney, and he does handle unemployment cases, yes.
Great. So tell me, if you would, do you have any examples of some, and I know you can't get into names because of privacy issues, but maybe some, do you have any examples of like where you've made a major impact or difference in a person's life? If not, that's okay. I mean, I put you on the spot, but.
Well, you know, in general, I can say that our foreclosure attorneys, we have two currently. Mm-hmm. in Ulster, and a foreclosure paralegal, and that they get a ton of intakes. I mean, there's still so many foreclosures. So
really?
And every day, these attorneys and paralegal are working to save people's homes. And we do it, we can use a mechanism of bankruptcy to try to save the home. And so that happens every day, and it's really remarkable. And then, you know, our domestic violence work is incredible. Every day, she is helping people deal with the crisis of domestic violence and helping people keep themselves as well as their children safe. She's able to obtain orders of protection for people so that they can stay safe. We're able to find housing for people to flee to safely or keep the residents that was once co-occupied. We're able to, in certain circumstances, keep it for our clients and remove the abuser from the premises. And every day in our housing practice, more than any of our other practices, because housing cases move so quickly and we have so many housing clients, we are in court every single week. We have, you know, three attorneys handling housing cases out of the eight in the office. And every day they're obtaining results, which are excellent. And they're able to keep people in their homes or to transition them to a new home. And we also have a program called STEP, which is Solutions to End Homelessness program. And through that, we do have a small amount of money that comes to Ulster County. from New York State, and we are able to pay people's arrears so that they can stay in their apartment. Because if a person has, like I mentioned before, had one setback in their life and it caused them to fall behind in rent, and all they need is, you know, a half a month or 1 month to catch them back up and get back on track.
Right.
It's with those funds that we're able to do that. We also use those funds in cases where a person's subsidized housing is at risk, because subsidized housing is so important and you don't want to lose it, because
you go on a waiting list forever, right?
Yeah, and you know, in some situations you're not allowed back in for a number of years. So a person is in subsidized housing because they need it, and it's really important that we preserve that right for them. And same with Section 8 vouchers. If a person is, you know, fortunate enough to have a Section 8 voucher, we want to work really hard to keep it for them, because they are in great demand and there's always a shortage of housing and Section 8 vouchers, and that's just the way it is. So we can use those funds to help people preserve those benefits.
I know during the last fiscal crisis, we all read a lot about unscrupulous loans that were made, you know, to mortgage loans and so on, and also banks that really foreclosed, or and others, lending companies that foreclosed on people using, let's say, less than legal means. Do you find that to be the case here, or is it pretty straightforward?
We have had cases, yes, in our foreclosure, our residential mortgage foreclosure cases. We have many large financial institutions that have commenced, you know, foreclosure proceedings against our clients. And in those cases, we scrutinize the process and the way that it was done. And there's also requirements for these things on filings to be done in good faith. And we have had cases where we've made motions for bad faith conduct against banks. And so, yeah, we have seen some bad behavior on the parts of the big banks. But, you know, we have a lot of great attorneys who deal with it on a regular basis. And they're certainly not shy to go after those big institutions in court.
No Robin Hoods here. And are the local community banks, generally speaking, are they better?
Generally speaking, they are. Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
And you know, all of our judges here are great. You know, especially in the foreclosure matters, they pay very close attention to everyone following the rules. Because these big, huge banks have lots, you know, endless money for law firms and lawyers to just
steamroll people,
yeah,
basically.
Right. And we're talking about people who are just struggling and want to do anything they can to keep their homes. So everyone's paying close attention to the conduct of those big banks.
And now, how do folks qualify for your services? If there are qualifications, is it open to everybody or is it income-based? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, generally it's income-based. So you have to be 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. And then what we do is we can spend you down, almost always we can spend a person down. If they're 200% or less, we can spend them down to 125, which makes you eligible. And then you have to be a U.S. citizen. However, we have a exception for victims of domestic violence. And for the income requirement, there are exceptions to that as well. We have grants that don't impose the same requirements. So if you're an elderly person, if you're a veteran, if you have HIV/AIDS or are affected by HIV/AIDS, and if you're a victim of domestic violence, we have income exceptions for those cases as well.
And when you mean by spend down, so if you're a lower middle class income person, and then maybe you're a little bit above the threshold, you can help when you deduct expenses and so on, help people qualify?
Yes. If you're 200% or less, we can spend you down to 125 and you will be eligible. If you're over 200%, like I said, you'd have to fall into one of those special categories.
And so how do folks get in touch with you?
We are located at 550 Aaron Court, and we are at 845-331-9373. And we have Yolanda at Extension 500, who speaks English and Spanish. And you can walk in or call Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. and we just moved there a bit over a year ago, so we're in a much better location, and we're excited to be able to have people walk in.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like really, really important and critical work, so thank you for all you do and your colleagues. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and your community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.